Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Tezayim. We begin the third perek. We begin at the Mishnah, about a quarter of the way down, and the Mishnah begins. Misha Amar Harini Nazir. If a person says, I will be a Nazir, in other words, he takes upon himself a Stam Naziris for 30 days, Megaleach Yom Shlosh V'Echad, he has to go and do his taglachas. He brings his korbanos and does his taglachas on day 31. Now, this should sound very familiar to us. As you see in the first Tosos, in the new Perek, he says, the Perek Kama, on Daf Hei Omid Beis, we've had this machlokas already, where we had the mission that said, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, and we explained that there's a machlokas there between Rav Masna and Bar Pada, how we go and learn this. And according to Rav Masna, the din is, and you can see this in the Rosh, in the first Rosh in the Perek, Misha Marini Nazir Megaleach Liyom Lamed Aleph. So the Rosh reminds us that this was the opinion of Rav Masna, the Omar, Stam Naziris Lamed Yom, that the typical Naziris is 30 days, so Hilkoch Megaleach Yom Lamed Aleph. You wait normally until the 31st day to bring your Korbanos, your Ola, your Shlomim, and your Chatos, and then you do the Taglachas. That's the normal way. We'll see b'di'evit, if you did it on day 30, it's also acceptable because Rav Masna holds mitzvah sayom kikulo. However, Lebar Pada, he says Stam Naziris is choftes yom, and therefore, v'hoye lo legaleach yom lamed. According to Bar Pada, the Mishnah should have said that you should do your taglachas on day 30, not on day 31. So how does he explain our Mishnah? Elik in the Beforish La'el, like we've already learned previously on Daf Hei, Nasa Ka'omer Shleiman. He views this as if the person has said, I will be a Nazir for 30 days. Therefore, in this situation, he's taken upon himself to be the Nazir for the full 30 days, and therefore, even according to Bar Pada, he would have to go and do the taglachas on day 31. So that's what our Mishnah tells us over here. If a person accepts upon himself a Stam Naziris of 30 days, understood like Bar Pada, understood like Rav Masna, Megaleach Yom Shloshim V'Echad. However, they both agree, Vim Gilach Yom Shloshim Yotza, they both agree that if he took a haircut, he did the Taglachas on day 30 with the Korbanos, it would be acceptable, B'di'evet, and again, continuing the Rosh, keep your hands on the Rosh, we do a lot of the Roshes today, Vim Gilach Yom Lamed Yotza, the Rosh says, Libar Pada Nicha, that's very simple, according to Bar Pada, because he says, the Devaraisa, Dino Hochi Legaleach Yom Lamed, because he says, that the Stam Naziris is only 29 days, so therefore, you finish the 29 days in completeness, because he doesn't hold Mikdash Yom Kikulo, and therefore, the normal way, according to Bar Pada, would be to do the Taglachas, and to bring in the Korbanos on day 30. Well, Rav Masna, how come it's good on day 30, if you're supposed to do it really on day 31? So, Mefarish Leil, we also learn this on Daf Hei. Shum the mixes yom kikulo, because he holds that technically mixes yom kikulo, and therefore, as long as part of day 30 is there, you consider that if you completed day 30, unless you specifically said shleimim, the full day 30, then you have to do it on day 31. But if you just said harini nazir, so stam naziris is 30 days, but mixes yom kikulo, and therefore Rav Masna would say this is acceptable im gilach liyom shloshim yotzo b'di'evit. Then the Mishnah continues and says, "Harini nazir shloshim yom." But if the person does say, "I will be a nazir for the full 30 days," so then in this situation, both Rav Masna and Bar Pada would all agree in gilach liyom shloshim yoyotza, because he said he was taking upon himself the full 30 days. There is no mixes yom kikulo in this situation, and therefore, as the Rosh tells us, "Av Bar Pada moda." Even though he says normally it's 29 days, here he said, "I'm taking upon myself 30 days." Bar Kivan Dama lamid yom the boy lamid yom shleimim. So here, even Bar Pada says he has to do the full 30 days. Certainly, Rav Masna says no problem. He's taking upon himself the full 30 days. He has to. There's no mixes yom kikulo, and he has to do the taglachas and the korbanos on day 31. And therefore, both Bar Pada and Rav Masna would say, in this situation, we said Shloshim Yom Shleimim Im Gilach Liyom Shloshim Lo Yotzer. Now, the Mishnah reiterates this idea with the following: Misha Nazir Shtei Naziris. A person took upon himself two Naziruses, one back to back, one right after the other. So, what's the din? It's 2 30-day Naziruses. So, Megaleach Sarishona Yom Shloshim V'Yachad. As we just pointed out, Rav Masna and Bar Pada would both say in this situation that Lechatchila he should do his Taglachas and Korbanos for the first Naziris on day 31. Again, the reasoning behind Rav Masna is simple. That's the normal time that you're supposed to do it after the 30 days. Albeit we say b'di'evit mitzvah yom kikulo, but l'chatchila you should do on day 31. And Bar Pada would say that we're dealing here with shleimim, where he said, I'm doing the full 30 days. So therefore, he should do the taglachas on day 31. Yes, Hashniya, then he takes upon himself second Naziris, which starts on day 31. So therefore, he concludes it as Hashniya, Yom Shishim Yechad. So you wait the full 30 days. So day 31, the full 30 days ends on day 60, and then he does the taglachas and the korbanos on day 61. Again, both according to Rav Masna and according to Bar Padda for the reasons that we just said. However, here, the Mgilach es harishon yom shloshim, but again, like we pointed out already, both Rav Masna and Bar Padda both say that b'di'evit, if you did the taglachas and the korbanos on day 30, again, Rav Masna because he says mixes yom kakulo, Bar Padda because he says you only really need 29 days, he didn't say shleimim in this situation, so therefore he should do the taglachas on day 30, according to Bar Padda. So v'mgilach es harishon yom shloshim, so bein Rav Masna, bein Bar Padda, if he did it on day 30, that's acceptable, and then migaleach es hashnia yom shishim, then the second one can be done on day 60, because day 30 now will count as day 1. So therefore, day 59 is the conclusion of the 30-day Naziris period, and therefore on day 60, you do the Kaglachas. So therefore, Megaleach es hashnia yom shishim, again, bein Rav Masna, bein Bar Padda. And here too, the Imgilach yom shishim choser echad, if you were to do it on day 59, again, yotzeh b'di'evit would be good, also both according to Rav Masna and Bar Padda, because of the reasons that we've already mentioned. And in addition, the Zu'edus here, Rav Papayas, so Rav Papayas testified, L'maisa Shaya, we always, when we bring a Maisa Shaya, it strengthens the psak. It's not just a psak in the base medrash, it's now a real psak, halacha l'maisa, so this is the way they carried out the halacha. Rav Papayas said that, Ami Shinoza Shtei Naziris, so once was a person that took upon himself two consecutive Nazirises, 30 days stam Naziris for each one, and he said, Shin Gilach Eserishona Yom Shloshim, if they did the Taglachas and the Korbanos on day 30, Megaleach Eseshnir Yom Shishim, they should do the second one on day 60, because day 30 would be day 1, day 59 would be day 30, and day 60 then would be the proper Taglachas. But if you did it on day 59, as we just pointed out, it would be acceptable, Bein Rav Masna, Bein Bar Padda. Why? Shiyom Shol Shlishim, Olelo min haminyan, because day 30, which was the taglachas for the first one, can also be the first day for the second one. Everybody holds over here that once you conclude bringing your korbanos, that naziris is over, and therefore you can start the new naziris that day. Every day, you don't have to start it at the very beginning of the day. You can start it in the middle of the day. That can be day one of your naziris. The Mishnah continues and tells us, Mishama reini nazir, if a person takes upon himself a stam naziris of 30 days, and now nitma yom shloshim, he becomes tamei on day 30, before he brings his korbanos, before he does his taglachas, so then he's still in the naziris, and the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, is soser es hakol. This will go and destroy his naziris that he counted, all the days are no good, and therefore he has to go and start again from day 1, after he becomes tar, he brings his korbanos tuma for being a nazir who became tamei. He has to bring the two bird offerings, an ola nechatas and an asham, and then he will go and start his 30-day count anew. That's the opinion of the Chacham and the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Omer eino soser elo shiva. Rabbi Elazar says no. He doesn't have to go and bring any taglachas tuma, as you can see in the Rosh, in the Ramaskar really has there. He says only has to have 7 days over here because the lo gazer, in this situation, there is no gezerah that had to be instituted, and this is true, Rav Masna, Mishum de Kusav Mixiyom Kekula, according to Rav Masna, he's already finished his 30 days, and therefore, Mixiyom Kekulo, so he's done with his melos of his naziris, and therefore, he just has to wait 7 days, according to Rav Eliezer, till he becomes tar, no bringing of korbanos tumah, because he wasn't Tomei during Yemei Nizro, and therefore he just has to become Tar from his Tumas Neis, and then he does his bringing his three Korbanos and the Taglachas Tahara, and he's all done. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Similarly, for Rabbanan, less lo Mixi Yom Kekulo. Why did the Chacham hold it this? Because they don't hold Mixi Yom Kekulo in this fashion. Elo Achar Shehevi Korbanosab. The Machlokas over here between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar is the Chachamim say, you don't say Mix Siyom Kekulo if he hasn't yet brought his korbanos. So that's still within the Malos. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, you say Mix Siyom Kekulo even though he hasn't yet brought his korbanos. So that's the Machlokas over here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Now, according to Bar Padda, it's also not a problem. The Chachamim say, he took over here the period of time of 30 full days, and therefore, the days aren't complete. And therefore, that's why his Naziris isn't done. Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, and the opinion of Bar Padda, it's day 30. The Naziris is over, and therefore it's after the Malos, and therefore there is no bringing of Korbanos Tuma, and he just has to wait 7 days so he becomes Tar, because he can't bring the Taglachas Tahara while you're Tamei, so therefore he has to have the Hazor on the third and seventh day. He goes to the Mikvah, and then upon the eighth day, he'll bring his karbanos naziris v'tahara, the ola, the shlamim, the chatas, and then do the taglachas. That's the machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. If the person says harini nozer shloshim yom, here he specifies for 30 days. Then everybody agrees nitma yom shloshim sosu sakol, because according to Ramasa there's no mitzvah yom kikul. He said shleimim, and according to Parpada the same thing. There is no 29 days here of the zeros. He said I'm taking upon myself nozer shloshim yom. So therefore everybody agrees he's still within the time period of his nazirus. And if you come tummy during the time period of nazirus, so then you have to go and restart the count. The Mishnah concludes and says, "Hareini nozer me'yom." Here, if a person says, "I'll be a nozer for a 100-day count," so he's nitmo yom me'yom on day 100, he's tameh. So the Tanakama, the Chacham, holds so seresakol because this is within the malos. We don't say over here that he mixes yom kikul because he hasn't yet brought his korbanos without his tavlachas. So therefore, he's so seresakol. He has to go and recount all 100 days from the very beginning. That's the opinion of the Chacham and the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Lezer disagrees here as well. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eino Soser El Shloshim. Rabbi Lezer says, no, in this situation, you only have to do a 30-day new Naziris and not 100 days. Eino Soser El Shloshim. What's the reason for that? So you can see this in the Rush. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eino Soser El Lamid, Kiddarish Lael, like we learned previously on Daf Hey, Nitmo Biyom Melos, Temlo Toras Nazir. That if a person becomes Tomei on the last day, Rabbi Lezer Shita is, that all you have to do is give another 30 days of the Naziris, but it isn't Soser all the days that you count. If this is a 500-day Naziris, it's still only have to do 30 days. A 100-day Naziris, he only does 30 days. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Eino Soser El Shloshim. Now, everybody agrees, however, nitma yom me'a v'yecha, then this is beyond the malos according to everybody. So this would be a situation where even the Chachamim would agree, so says shloshim yom, because here they darshan like Rabbi Eliezer just did on day 100, the Chachamim darshan on day 101 that he's done and he just has to go and fill in the 30 days. And you can see this in the Rush where the Chachamim hold, Dibra Matzvah, nitma yom kuf, the echad so shalamid midrabban and gazru shiisto yom taglachas otu yom kuf. So here they say that the day of the taglachas yom kuf aleph, they made a gzeira that you have to have a concern here, because if it was yom kuf, you'd have to definitely go and be so serakol. So velo gazru shiisto elo kistam nozir. But the rabbis, when they made this gzeira, didn't make you do the entire naziris; they just did a naziris of 30 days. And likewise, Wadin Stam Nazir, the Rosh adds, Shinit Vabiyom Lamed Aleph. The same thing would apply a regular Nazir who became Tommy on day 31. And if you look in the correction to the Rosh in Os Aleph, it says, Ulai Tzoch Lomar, Wadin Bin Nazir Lamed Yom, Stam Naziris, Shinit Vabiyom Lamed Aleph, Shesosar Sakol. It totally destroys that Naziris, again for this Gezerah. But if he was Tommy on day 32, just like if he was Tommy on day 102 for the 100-day Naziris, then it's not Soser anything. In that situation, Eino Soser. So this is the last line of the Mishnah. The Chacham hold Nitma Yom Me'a V'Echad. Then the Chacham make the Gzeira, so Soser Shloshim Yom. But Rav Lezer says, no, this is beyond the Melos. There's no reason for Gzeira over here. Rav Lezer Omer Eino Soser El Shiva. There is no steer at all. He doesn't bring any Karbanos Betumah, and he doesn't have to wait 30 days in addition to his Naziris, but he just waits till he becomes tar. In this situation, Hazor on day 3 and day 7, he goes to the mikvah, and then on day 8, he goes and brings his korbanos tahara, the ola, the shlomim, and the chatos, and does the taglachas. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. So we have a machlokas over here. If it's on day 101, so here the Chacham said we make a gzera. He doesn't have to go bring Korbanos Tumah because it's a din de Rabbanon, but he does have to do 30 days. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he just wait till he's tar at the end of 7 days, and he goes and brings his Korbanos Betara at that point in time. Okay, that's our Mishnah, a long Mishnah, and now we start the Gemara. Gemara starts off and says, Misha Amareini Nazir. If a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir, V'nitmo Yom Shloshim, so he took upon himself a Stam Naziris, and he became Tomei on Yom Shloshim, so we had said that Chacham holds Soser Esakol. This is a reiteration of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Soser El Shiva, whereas Rabbi Eliezer said that it only Soser 7 days, because Rabbi Eliezer holds it's beyond the Malos, and the Chacham is saying no, in this situation, he hasn't been maybe his Korbanos, so even if you hold like Rav Masna, that's Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, that's only according to Chachamim, if it was after you brought your kabbanos. But if it's before you brought your kabbanos, they don't say mixiyom kikula. So that's a reiteration of the Mishnah. We turn to Tezayin Amud Beis. What do we see from here? That Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is Kusava Rabbi Eliezer call achar milos shiva soser. That if it's after the milos, then you only have to get rid of the tumah shiva soser. It's not soser anything in terms of your count. It just means that you have to wait 7 days. Again, you have to become tar from your tumas meis. So you do the hazaya of the mei para aduma on day 3 and on day 7. You go to the mikvah on day 7, and then on day 8, that's it. Now you're tar, you can go bring your kabbanos. But it has nothing to do with the naziris. Your naziris was done. You just have to conclude the naziris with your kabbanos that had to be brought bitara, and the taglachas that has to be done bitara. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, Hareini nazir shloshim yom. The person says, I'll be a nazir for 30 days, and nitva yom shloshim, soser sakol. Again, the Chacham's opinion was that soser everything for the reasons that we just said. And lo polig, Rabbi Eliezer, in this situation where you said 30 full days, then there is no mixed yom kikulu for anybody, not even for Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, because he said over here, lo polig, Rabbi Eliezer, the omer shleimim, since he said shleimim over here, that's why Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Chachamim in this situation. Finally, we said at the end of the Mishnah, Hareini nazir meir yom. The person said, I'll be a nazir for 100 days, and he's become tummy on day 100. So again, he didn't bring his korbanos yet. So this is exactly the same thing according to the Chacham and Sosa Sakol. It ruins everything, and here he has to recount 100 days. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, ain't no Sosa el Shloshim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ain't no Sosa el Shloshim, because in this situation, he holds that you would beyond your melos because he holds Mitzion Kikula. And therefore, there is a gzeir over here according to Rabbi Eliezer that ain't no Sosa el Shloshim. In this situation, there is a special din that we learned that from the drushes. So we just said a minute ago that we learned on Daf Hey that in fact you have 30 days according to Rabbi Eliezer. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that Eino Sosu El Shloshim, and all of this was already discussed. The Gemara says V'kula K'dahavinon Bo Aliba the Brapad V'Ramatzda. All of this was already discussed on Daf Hey and going into Daf Vav. That was the way that Rav Masta and Rav Padu would understand all of these things and was already discussed previously. I said most of it outside over here, something that we said inside of the Rush, and now we go on to the next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Mishnah Nazav Ube Beis HaKvaros, if a person takes upon himself an Aziris, while he physically is a Beis HaKvaros, obviously in a Beis HaKvaros he's Tomei. So we're basically saying the person is Tomei Tomas Meis when he accepts upon himself an Aziris. So what's the din? So the Mishnah tells us, Afilu Hayosham Lamed Yom, he's there for the entire 30 days of his Aziris. So, for whatever the reason, he's in this Beis HaKvaros, he's in the cemetery for all 30 days of his Aziris, and no Lomen Aminyan. He never started as a Aziris. The simple way to understand this, we'll have a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Yochanan and the Gemara, what exactly occurs over here, is that certainly, even if you say that the Aziris is Chal in this situation, like Rabbi Yochanan will say that it's Chal, Rish Lakish says it's not Chal, but Rabbi Yochanan says it's Chal, but it can't start because he's Tameh. The Eino Mevi Carbon Tumah, when he becomes tar from this Tumas of Beis HaKvaros, so he doesn't have to go bring Korbanos Taglachas Tumah for a Nazir, because he never started his Naziris in full, even if the Naziris was Chal. So therefore, when he goes out of the cemetery, gets tar, he has the Hazoy on day 3 and day 7, he goes to the Mikvah, and he becomes tar, he doesn't have to bring Korbanos Taglachas Tumah, but then he'll start his Naziris at that point in time. But Yotso v'nichnas, if he were to leave the Beis HaKvaros, and as the Rush points out, in Dibur Masi Yotso v'nichnas, kilomar, v'hizu alav gimel v'zayin, they did the hazoya on gimel and zayin, the tava, then he goes to the mikvah, u'miyad acha hazaz u'tfila maslin as yusso. Immediately, he doesn't have to say anything, his nazirah starts. And at that point in time, if he goes and back into the cemetery, v'nichnas the Beis HaKvaros, now, when he's tar, I feel even if it's that very day, maybe carbon tumah. Now he's a nazir who became tameh, and he'll have to go become tar again, and he'll have to go bring the two bird offerings, the olah and the chatas and the asham, that are the carbonos of a nazir who became tameh and does his taglachas tumah and brings the carbonos. So here, yotza v'nichnas is after he became tar, he has to go and then bring carbonos. If he became Tomei as a Tomei Nazir. So the Mishnah tells us, Olam and Ominyan, those days that he was Tar would count for him if he stayed Tar, but since he becomes Tomei, they're all Soser, Umevi, Carbon Tumah, and he has to go bring a Carbon Tumah. Fine. That's the opinion of Tanakama. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Bo Bayom, that first day is not lost. Because the Pasuk Sishemar, by Yomim HaRishonim Yiplu, that implies that it's Yomim, plural Lashon, Achilo Yomim Rishonim. So only if there was more than one day is that they lost, or all those days lost, but a single day is actually not lost, and we'll see more about this in the Gemara. So let's start the Gemara right now. Be a relatively short shiur today. Itmar, Mishin, Azab, Hubeis HaKvaros. If a person made a Nazirus while he's in the Beis HaKvaros, so here we have the Machlokes of Yochanan Amar and Nazirus Cholulav, that yes, he can't start counting, and there is no din of Korbanos Tumah as a Nazir, because the Nazirus was after he was Tameh, but Rav Yochanan says the Nazirus is Chal, Nazirus Cholulav. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish Omar, ain't Nazirus Cholulav. You can take upon yourself a Nazirus, according to our understanding right now of Rish Lakish, when you are Tameh. It doesn't work. The Nazirus doesn't take effect, and when you become Tar, if you wish to be a Nazir, it won't kick in automatically. You'll have to say again, I wish to be a Nazir. Whereas Rav Yochanan says, as soon as you become Tar, the Nazirus automatically kicks in. You don't have to restate it. Now, Rav Yochanan Omar, Nazirus Cholulav. Why? Because he says, when you said, I'm taking upon myself a Nazirus, even though you're in the Beis HaKvaros in your Tameh, Savar, he holds Misla Talia. It's held in abeyance. It's hanging in the air, so to say, Vekaima. And the minute it can be Mekuyim, it is Mekuyim, the minute you become Tar. As the Gemara says, Kivan Demashkicha Tahara, as soon as you become Tar, you have the Hazoya on day 3 and 7, you go to the Mikvah, now you're Tar, boom, Chayla. It kicks in without you having to go and reiterate it. That's Rav Yochanan's opinion. Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Nazirus Cholulav. When you're Tameh, you can't accept upon yourself a Nazirus. It doesn't work. And therefore, if you become Tohar, you're not a Nazir. But the only way you become a Nazir is Ihadar V'Amar. If you go and repeat it, now I wish to become a Nazir, then Chaylolei, then it would be Chal. Now you have a new Nazirus. V'lo, but if you don't say, I want to accept upon myself a Nazirus, lo, then your original declaration while you're Tameh doesn't work. That's the first understanding over here. The Machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara is going to slug up Rish Lakish's, or this understanding of Rish Lakish, after we ask the following questions. So, Eser Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. First off, Rav Yochanan asked the Rish Lakish, Misha Nazav, who Beis HaKvaros, our Mishnah said that if a person was taking upon himself an Nazirus in the Beis HaKvaros, Afilu Hayasham Shloshim Yom, Ein Olam Min HaMinyan, that those 30 days that he's there in the Beis HaKvaros, why he's staying there, we don't know. He's in the Beis HaKvaros for 30 days. Nevertheless, none of the days count towards his minion of Nazirus. The Eino may be Karban Tumah. And we said that he doesn't have to be in Karban Tumah because he was Tamei before he was a Nazir. That implies, however, Yochanan says, Karban Tumah, he doesn't have to be in Karban Tumah when he becomes Tahar. However, the implication of that statement is that the Nazirus is Chal upon him, and the minute he becomes Tahar, boom, it kicks in automatically. As Rav Yochanan says, that was my way of holding it. How are you, Rish Lakish, going to understand this? So Rish Lakish says, simple, no problem. Amalei, when it says that Karban Tumah, it means, Eino B'Tahar's Tumah. Ain't no Bataris Karban. He's not able to become a Nazir, and he doesn't have to bring Karbanis Tumah because he wasn't a Nazir. So Rish Lakish says it fits in perfectly well with the way I understood it as well. Okay, so the first kasha on Rish Lakish is not a problem. But now we ask, Eisvei, it says in the following Braisa, Mishaya Tomei V'Nazir, if somebody was Tomei and he took upon himself a Nazirus, so the Braisa says, Asur legaleach, that person is not allowed to go and take a haircut. Velishtos yain, he's not allowed to drink wine. And velitame lemesim, he's not allowed to go become tame lemesim. The three restrictions of a nazir apply to him, even though he was tame when he accepted upon himself this nazirus. And in fact, if he did any of them, he does any of these three restrictions. Vimgilach, he cuts his hair, or vishosu yain, or he drinks wine, or vinitma lemesim. So he did this intentionally. Hareze sofek ho arboim, he's chayv malkis. Now, this works out great according to Yochanan, but it's a real kasha on Rish Lakish. If you're going to tell me that the Nazirus was Chal, albeit there's no practical ramification of it yet, other than this din. So Hainu, Taima, the Sofeg is Rabbi. We understand why he gets Malkus, because he's a Nazir. Just he hasn't been able to start counting his count yet, because he's Tameh. And he doesn't have to bring Korbanos Tumah, because he was Tameh preceding the Nazirus. But the Nazirus is Chal, and therefore, if he does any of these actions, he's Gilach, Shosoyai, Nimto, Lemesim, intentionally, he's going to be Chayav Malkus. Oh, exactly what Rabbi Yochanan says, that the Nazirus is Chal. Hainu, Taima, the Sofeg is Rabbi, because it's Chal. But according to Rish Lakish, Eliyamis lo chayla, if the Nazirus isn't chal, so then my sofa is our point. Why are we giving the poor guy Malkus? He's not a Nazir. He shouldn't have to go and get Malkus. He's not a Nazir. Nu, what do you say to that, Rish Lakish? We turn to Yizayin and Aleph. So Rish Lakish would answer, Hoch mayaskina, biyotzi v'niklas. When it says Yechayev Malkus is once he becomes tar. So at that point in time, the person accepts upon himself a new Nazirus, and now, if and when he does any of these actions intentionally, he'll be Chayev Malkus. So, technically, Rish Lakish gets out of it again. So, there is no kasha yet at this point on Rish Lakish. the Rosh adds in the top Rosh, Hachamai Askin, and he says, Shiyotzeh min ha-tumah ayde hazah, that we're talking here about, he was Tomei originally, he had the hazah in Shlishi and Shvi, he had the tefillah, and then the kibel alav nizirus, he did accept upon himself nizirus, because Reish Lakish says it wasn't chak, so he has to accept upon himself. And now, v'nichnas, and he goes and becomes Tomei, or he does a haircut, or he drinks wine, he'll be chayav malchus. What's the chiddush over here? Isn't that obvious? The kamash v'lon afal gadlo kibel alav kabbalah gemura. He didn't say a full kabbalah. So he said, I accept upon myself the nazirus that I took upon myself previously. So something like that would be good. And therefore, that's the chiddush over here according to Reish Lakish. So again, the second kasha Reish Lakish we push aside, but the third one is going to have to shlug up the way that Reish Lakish is understood. So eisvei, we ask on Reish Lakish again. Ain bein tamei shenazar lenazir tara shenitlo. There is no difference between a tamei person that took upon himself a naziris or a tar person who took upon himself a naziris and became tamei, other than elo tamei shenazar, the tamei person who took upon himself a naziris. So shvi shelo olalo min aminyan. On his seventh day, so he goes to have the hazoya on the day three and on day seven, and he goes to the mikvah. So boom, it kicks in right away. So day seven counts as the first day of his counting of naziris. However, the nazir tahar shenitmo, but if he was a nazir who was tar and he took upon himself naziris and then he became tamei, in this situation, he does the hazoya on day three and on day seven, and he goes to the mikvah on day seven, but he still isn't starting his new count yet, because he has to bring on day eight his karbanos of tumah. He has to bring the ola and the chatas bird offering, and the asham, and then ein shvi shelo ola lo min aminyan. So the shvi doesn't count in that situation. He has to wait till he brings his karbanos tumah and does the taglachas on day eight, and then he can count day eight, but not day seven. So this is the difference between a Nazir who was Tomei L'chatchila, so when he becomes Tar, he counts day 7, and a Nazir who was Tar L'chatchila and became Tomei cannot count day 7, he'll only start his new count from day 8. Now, according to Rav Yochanan, no problem, because you see clearly that it took effect. It was Chal, the Naziris upon him, even though he was Tomei, and then on day 7, the minute that he's become Tar, the Naziris starts in. But if you say like Reish Lakish that it's not chal, so am I ola lo min aminyan? So then, why should day 7 count? He's not a nazir unless he reiterates it. So here we clearly have a kasha on Reish Lakish's understanding. So then, mitzvah tomorrow, she will pick up over here from Amar Mar Baravashi a different understanding of the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. With this, we conclude today's shiur.